Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Right, looking, fires off to Weiss, top of the circle. Allo drives all the way along this near side, throws it back to the free throw line. Burns in the lane, has to get out of there, and she does, to Weiss. Weiss back to Burns on the baseline. Bounce feed low, Meaden posting up, throws it back to Board. Addie in the lane, fouled on the shot. She'll go to the line. Addie Board will take a look with the free shot coming up. That's on Addison McNeil, her first, and Platteville's eighth foul. Platteville won the JV game, 42-22 the final. Addie Board at the line. Free throw is good. Reedsburg boys leading Portage 34-30 at halftime. Westby leading Viroqua 49-41 in the second half. This free throw is missed by Board. Rebound by Platteville. Here they go the other way with 7:20 to play in the first half. Platteville down to the baseline. Stone. Bounce feed back to Richard in front of the Hornet fans. Now top of the circle, McNeil. Brings it to the near side. Stone down to the deep baseline. Now Dye is cut off. Throws it to the baseline. And now Platteville throws it back out to the top of the key. And nobody there. It rolls into the backcourt. Over and back is called. And the Hornets get the basketball. Good hustle here for Richland Center. We're going to have a timeout taken by Platteville. 19-8. Platteville in the lead. They must have given Addie the three-pointer now. I took it away, but I see it's eight now. It was seven. So 19-8, Platteville leads. We'll be back with more in a moment from WRCO and WRCO.com.
The Shoebox in Black Earth has what you need for work boots, children's shoes, athletic shoes, and any shoe you need or want. No one has a better selection of shoes than the Shoebox, with all the latest styles for everyone needing shoes. The Shoebox is the place to go. They go the extra mile to bring you great service, proper size and fit, all at a great price. The Shoebox, open 7 days a week in Black Earth. Stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
A funeral service can help us remember the person who died and share our unique memories with others, creating hope for the future. This is Nick Hodge of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. Our goal is to allow families to create a funeral service that recalls good moments and special times. We also want you to have a service that allows healing to begin. We are always willing to help at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet.
Welcome back to Richland Center, 19-8. Platteville in the lead. We have just under 7 minutes remaining in the first half. And the ball will be inbounded here on the near side by Richland Center. Carly Meaden in the backcourt. She'll bring it. Now fires it off to the baseline. That's Shep. Reagan on a drive. Looks to the inside. Throws to the high post. Burns in the lane. Nothing. Fires back to Meaden. Weiss down low. Back to Shep. Shep will drive in the lane. 14-footer blocked by Rihanna Dye, and she saves it inbounds. Great move. Now up to Stone. Soraya coming down the boulevard. Lost it out of bounds. Weiss put a hand on it and knocked it out of there. Good defense by Ella Weiss. She's having a good game tonight for the Hornets. 6.5 to play, first half. Platteville with the ball on the baseline. Platteville rolls it in. There's Dye, and there's a whistle. Ball was kicked by the Hornets. It will be Platteville ball again. Rihanna Dye with 10 points already for Platteville. Inbound feed. There's a three-pointer from the deep corner. No good. Rebound, Ella Weiss. Off to Shep. Reagan across the near side. Brings it right wing. Looking. Nothing there. Shep fires it back. It's going to be stolen away by McNeil on the cross court. McNeil down deep. Shot wouldn't go. Put back is up. And that is good by Avery Richard. 21-8 in favor of Platteville. Carly Meaden across the timeline. Meaden, top of the circle. Stops. Throws it over to the left side to Board. Taken away by Platteville. We got an open look. Board pressuring. Oh, shot missed. Stone's shot missed. And a foul called on Meaden for Richland Center. So Platteville will take a look. And let's see. foul has not been officially awarded. There it is, Addie Board. That's her first. Platteville was in the process of shooting, so they will get a pair of free throws. Soraya Stone at the line. This one in the air, and it is good. That'll make it 22-8, Platteville. Returning for the Hillman, Jackson Berenchin. Second free throw now for Stone. Takes a look. This one is in the air, and that one is good. 23-8 in favor of Platteville. Hornets in the backcourt, up to Burns. Now Meaden, and Carly runs it across. Skips it over to the near side, and Gander. Burns just up from the baseline. Brings it back, fires over the tie. It's going to be Meaden. Her pass deflected. Now turn on shot by Burns. Off the back of the iron. Rebound by Stone of Platteville. Up ahead now to Avery Richard. Richard takes it across the half-court line. Richard dumps to the corner. McNeil with the ball. Stone, left side. Now Berenchin drives deep. Tough shot off the baseline is good. Jackson Berenchin with her first basket. That makes it 25-8 in favor of Platteville. The Hornets pushing it. Meaden down the boulevard, brings it back to the near side. It's going to be knocked away from Gander, picked up by Platteville, and they'll take it across the half-court line. Platteville right side, McNeil, deep three, won't go. Rebound by Stone, kicks it out, three-pointer. Platteville, that is good. Nothing but net for Avery Richard. And Platteville has now taken a 20-point lead already, 28-8. Across the timeline, oh, the Hornets throwing it to them, and Platteville can't hang on out of bounds. One of the things that Coach Cooey talked about at the pregame show is not handing the ball to them, and the Hornets have had a little trouble with that. They've been able to break the press, get across in the 10 seconds allotted, but then it seems that maybe they relax at that point, and Platteville has got the high-octane defense going. Well, it is Platteville ball after a turnover, and it's the ball on the left side. They'll work it around the near side, firing it off down to Richard. Richard just up on the baseline, drives down deep. Nothing, throws it back in the lane. Tough shot with the left hand is good by Layla Schuler. That's her first basket. 30-8, Platteville, and they get another steal at midcourt. Ball taken by Schuler. Schuler back to Richard for a three on the rim, no good. Rebound pulled down by Burns. Back now for the right side, and J.C. Gander across the timeline. Down to Shep. Shep throws it out, intending it for Meaden. Carly had to go into the backcourt, saves it. Now it's going to be picked off by Platteville. Platteville with a shot in the lane, no good. Rebound pulled down by J.C. Gander, and an offensive foul is called on the Hornets. Going to be called on number 23, is that what they said? 22, red. That's on Platteville. So everybody will walk to the other end. Foul is called on Avery Richard, which is her first. The Hornets shooter is J.C. Gander. Free throw is good. Nice touch on that. That makes it 30-9. Second free throw now coming up. This one in the air. That one is no good. Fought for, and the rebound taken down. Platteville will take it out. All the way down deep, tough shot up, good. They really attack the rim well, and that's Avery Richard with another basket to make it 32-9. Belleville leading Wisconsin Heights 31-19 girls basketball at halftime. Prairie du Chien girls 27-9 leading Dodgeville at halftime. Platteville and Prairie du Chien no doubt will be working toward getting that game with Prairie and Platteville. Boy, that's going to be a barn burner. First time they meet is next Friday. Free throw is missed, and the rebound by Richland Center. Outlet pass now for J.C. Gander. Gander left side, Meaden three from the left wing. It's on the rim, no good. Fought for, and the rebound pulled down by Berenchin and Platteville. Platteville going to go with it, going through with a softball pass to the right side. Tough shot by Stone, no good. Weiss with a rebound for Richland Center. Ella with a pass. Now to J.C. Gander. Gander on the left side, dribbles back toward the half-court line. Hands off to Reagan Shep. Shep to the far side. Now Meaden beats her defender. Goes in. Tough shot. She's fouled. Possibly before the shot. They're going to bring the number to the near side. That's Plantville's 10th foul. Soraya Stone has now committed 3 personal fouls. So the free throw is coming up for Carly Meaden. She is 1 for 3 from the line. This one in the air, and that one is short. She'll get another look. Coach Brandon Temperley, you can say now a veteran coach with Platteville. He's had some really good teams, good programs. Platteville and Prairie play next Friday night. Neither has lost in the conference, and then they play the last night of the regular season. That'll be a barn burner. This one is good for Carly Meaden, and that makes it 32-10. Platteville with the basketball, 3:05 remaining here in the first half. Platteville over to the right side. Brabant brings it back now to McNeil. McNeil on the left side, Schuler. Fires back to the right side. Brabant. Now to the near side, Platteville looking. They're going to lob it to the baseline. Shot on the way with a hook, no good. Dye with a rebound, put back, no good. Foul called on the Hornets. So the foul will be marked. That is Richland Center's 7th. Foul is on Jasmine Hazelrig. Jasmine just checked into the ball game. And the foul shot. Free throw number 1 is good by Rihanna Dye. She has 11 points. Makes it 33-10. Next throw on the way, and that one is good. That'll make it 34-10. Platteville. Hornets trapped in the backcourt. Shep trying to get around the defender, and she's fouled on the way by. Foul is called on 34, Rihanna Dye, which will be her first. And the Hornets shoot 2 free throws. Reagan Shep will do the honors. She has not scored tonight, so she'll take aim from the near side. Couple of dribbles. This one in the air, and it is no good. Shep will have one more. Into the game for Richland Center, Kylie Burns. Ella Weiss checks out. Seneca leading Weston, 76-33 in the second half. Hillsboro 53-31 over Cashton in the second half. Shep makes the second free throw. That makes it 34-11. 2:32 remaining as Platteville crosses midcourt. First half minutes waning. Ball goes top of the circle. It's Grabant. And now nothing. Back to the left side, Schuler. Schuler gets the dribble, and Platteville takes it around the horn again. They'll lob it inside for Dye. She goes up and gets it, takes a shot, and scores from the low block. Rihanna Dye with 14, 36-11, Platteville. Foul called in the backcourt again on Platteville. That's going to be a number 15, Jackson Berenschiff. That'll be her third. Platteville with 2 players with 3 fouls here in the first half. Reagan Shep back at the free throw line. This one in the air, and it is good. Platteville brings back Jackson Berenschiff, and Reagan Shep will shoot again. This one in the air, and it is good. Shep makes it a 36-12 game. Platteville basketball. Avery Richard across the timeline brings it over the near side. Here is Berenschiff on a drive. She drives, now cut off, fires it back to McNeil. Platteville around the perimeter. The Hornet girls hanging out in a zone. Pass into Dye. Man, she is strong. Goes up. No, that one wouldn't stay. Gets her own miss, and that one does. 38-13 in favor of Platteville. A minute 35 remaining first half. Shep gives to Burns. Kylie at the point. Moves to the left side. Makes the defense. Bounce feed down to board on the baseline. 15-footer for Addy. No good. Hazelrig with the rebound. Kicks it out again. That's Gander. Over to board. Board for 3 from the corner. It is no good. And Dye with the rebound. It's going to be picked up. Now Platteville on the run with it. They'll bring it up to Berenschiff. She shakes the D and scores. 40-13, Platteville leading Richland Center. 1:05 remaining here in the first half. Left side, it's Burns. Back to Shep, and she is fouled on the way by. That'll be on Layla Schuler, and that is her second. Lancaster leading River Valley 22-8. That is in the first half. River Ridge 28-16 over Highland. That is in the second half. Shep with another free throw. This one in the air, and that one is good. They are calling it pretty close tonight for both sides. So any little contact is being called, and we're seeing a lot of free throws here early on. Shep will take another one. That one is good as well. That'll make it 40-15. Reagan Shep now 5 of 6 from the line. Platteville lobs to Dye, going money. Shot of the way, no good. But the Hornets can't lay off her arms, and she'll go to the free throw line. Another foul. That's going to be on number 8 on Richland Center. And Rihanna Dye goes to the line. 16 in the first half. Foul is on Hazelrig, her second. Free throw is good. Dye will get another one. Into the game for the Hornets, number 55, Libby Ruland, replacing Jasmine Hazelrig. Second free throw now. In the air, and it is too strong. Rebound, Libby Ruland. Ruland, the outlet pass, brings it up to Shep. Shep down the boulevard, knocked away by Platteville and out of bounds. It will be Richland Center basketball on the baseline here on the near side. So the Hornets will put it in play as screens are set. Ball comes in. It's caught by Ruland. Hornets in the corner. Gander lobs it back now for Shep. Shep along the half-court line. Screens are set. She'll drive. There's a 10-footer off the glass. No good. Rebound Dye. And a foul called on the arm against Richland Center's Libby Ruland. That will be her first. Stops the clock with 28 seconds remaining. Prairie du Chien 29, Dodgeville 11. That's in the second half. Rihanna Dye, 3 of 5 from the line. She'll take aim. This one in the air, and that one is no good, and the rebound comes along to Platteville. Platteville sets it up. Left side, Richard, 23 seconds. Platteville leading, 41-15. Back it goes now to Schuler, 15 seconds. Richard on the left side, drives back toward the top of the circle with 10 seconds, lobs inside, picked off by Shep. Hornets get it back, 7 seconds. Now picked off by Platteville. They'll take it in, and they will score. That is Avery Richard with the basket, and that'll do it for one half of basketball. Platteville up 43-15 on Richland Center after 18 minutes of basketball. Southwest Wisconsin Conference action coming your way tonight on the radio. Good to have you along with high school sports tonight, courtesy of the WRCO Sports Boosters. Platteville 43, Richland Center 15. In area Southwest Conference girls basketball from WRCO at WRCO.com.
Welcome to the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update. Dairyland Transportation of Richland Center knows what it takes to meet the needs of customers in a fast-paced world. It's similar to the commitment high school athletes make. Dairyland Transportation is proud to salute all high school athletes with the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update.
The Richland Center wrestlers will get busy again. They have a full month of January, and I talked this week with Coach Silas Coleman as his team prepares for this weekend's action.
I've been pretty pleased with how they've been wrestling. Each week they seem to be getting a little bit better, and that's all we can ask for, is that each week we get better. So that way when we get towards that regional time period, everyone's kind of wrestling their best then. So it's been a little while since we've wrestled since Bi-State, but I'm just hoping to continue to see that growth as we get closer to our duels on Friday night.
How did you fare at Bi-State, do you think?
Overall, I was happy. I think there was a lot of growing and learning that occurred with a lot of our guys, just because a lot of them had not experienced the Bi-State tournament before. You know, that's a huge term to go into, especially without any experience there. For some of our guys with more experience at that tournament, I was pleased with that. We had Braden Kleppe, Ethan Bodendine, and Ethan Haiti that made it to the second day with Ethan Haiti eventually placing ninth. So I was happy with those results. Obviously would have loved to see those other two place as well, but just to make it to that second day is a huge thing at that tournament.
And as you get ready for this weekend, where are you going next with the Hornets?
So Friday night we are heading down to Prairie du Chien for our conference duels. We'll be taking the varsity and the girls team down there, get some wrestling in there. And then on Saturday, we're sending our JV wrestlers to the JV state qualifier in West Salem, and our girls will be wrestling in the Lee Griffin Invite in Kickapoo.
Well, let me ask you about having the conference duels. You've had them sometimes later in January. Do you like this scenario?
Yeah, so last year we kind of decided as conference coaches that we wanted to see this moved forward just because with having it later in the year, we'd wrestle those duels on one Saturday, and then the next Saturday we're wrestling each other again at the Clash. So it just made more sense for us to move them ahead earlier in the year, just that way we can obviously get that competition in still, but then open up either a weekend just to kind of rest your guys or to pick up an additional tournament later in the year, which was a huge benefit for us this year with having our Tolma tournament canceled and being able to pick up another tournament later on.
That is Richland Center head wrestling coach Silas Coleman. As we look at the Hornets' schedule this weekend and a busy schedule next weekend, they'll be at Ithaca Weston's Invitational and so on down the line toward the postseason, which begins in now less than a month. That's it for the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update.
KJ Cold Storage is a warehouse that is locally owned and operated, located in southwest Wisconsin, and is ready to take in and store products in need of refrigeration. KJ Cold Storage is committed to providing a safe, sanitary, and secure storage space. The 50,000 square foot refrigerated facility features 7,680 pallet positions ready to fill and three loading docks to keep drivers moving. Call 739-5085. KJ Cold Storage, all your needs for cold storage.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. We love to help you choose a new Chevrolet. We love to help with maintenance, repairs, and accessories too. Schedule a service appointment, see our inventory, connect with a sales professional, and get pre-approved for competitive financing at JonesChev.com. Come see the exciting new Chevrolets. Jones Chevrolet, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
At Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, they're bringing the old with the new, like Oliver Tractors and Holton Trumpets united. Forget the old rusty notes. They're here to jazz up your water game. So if your well water is feeling a bit out of tune, call the water maestros at Advanced Pump and Well. Don't let your well be a solo act. Visit Advanced Pump and Well, where laughter and water flow freely.
WCCU Credit Union is your one stop for your home, your car, your checkbook, and all your other needs. For some of the best services, great rates, and low fees under one roof, come to WCCU Credit Union in Westby, Viroqua, Richland Center, Cashton, Reedsburg, Lake Delton, Baraboo, and Coon Valley. Or visit them online at WCCUCreditUnion.coop. Member NCUA.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union.
Around 7 million people in the U.S. donate blood yearly. These donors are doing what they can to support the 335 million strong population and are an essential asset to emergency hospital care across the country. This month, the Richland Hospital and Clinics is proud to recognize our community's donors and thank them for their contribution to the care we provide. If you would like to support your community by donating blood, contact the Richland Hospital and Clinics.
Platteville leading at halftime, 43-15 over Richland Center. Here's a look at first half scoring. Platteville was led by sophomore Rihanna Dye, who's up to 17 points. From there, Soraya Stone has 5. It's 3 for Addison McNeil. Jackson Berengen with 4. Layla Schuler with 2. And one other double-digit scorer at halftime, Avery Richard, has 11. Leading Richland Center with a total of 5, Reagan Shep. Also, her points all came from the free throw line. 4 for Addie Board. 2 each for Carly Meaden. Ella Weiss, and Kylie Burns, and J.C. Gander has a point. Addie Board has Richland Center's lone three-point basket. They go 9 of 17 from the line. Platteville with three threes, and they are 5 of 9 from the free throw line here in the first half. Platteville defeated Richland Center 42-22 in the JV game. They talked about it briefly, but the upcoming game with River Valley, it looks like they're going to be honoring the 20-year anniversary of Richland Center's state runner-up team. So, yes, it's been 20 years. I can't hardly believe that. But they'll do a special halftime dedication, it looks like, during next Friday night's game. And we'll hope to be learning a little bit more about that. I just kind of heard about it recently, and it sounds like a really good thing. It's the year, and so a lot of those ladies hopefully will come back. I think a lot of them could still play. And, boy, some great memories there. I was talking to assistant coach Pat Elliott about that at halftime, or before the game tonight, I should say. And he was reminiscing a little bit about it, too, the big wins against the likes of Columbus and teams that were great in that era. Monroe is another team that they had some struggles with and matched up with, and certainly a huge win against Racine St. Catharines in the state semifinal that year 20 years ago. My goodness. 43-15, our score here at halftime. Platteville leading Richland Center. We'll be back with the second half next from WRCO Radio Sports.
Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be, too? At the Gokenauer Agency, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff. For Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, they'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center. Chinwood Electric in Richland Center has expert service of electric motors, starters, alternators, and magnetos. Bob also sharpens cow clipper blades, and he sells new electric motors and barn fans. Stop in at 215 South Jefferson Street or give him a call at 647-3317. For the very best in service work, new motors, and barn fans, talk with Bob at Chinwood Electric Richland Center. When you need help, the number to call is 647-3317. That's Chinwood Electric.
Julie's Tax Service is certified and ready to provide you with reliable tax preparation this year. Julie is a member of the National Association of Tax Professionals and has been an enrolled agent for over 18 years, specializing in farm, business, individual, partnership, federal, and state income taxes. With great service and an affordable rate, let Julie's Tax Service handle all of your tax preparation needs, located at 159 South Main Street, Richland Center.
Thinking about buying or selling? Let us help. Give Century 21 Complete Service Realty a call for all your real estate needs. We specialize in residential, commercial, land, recreational, and country lifestyle properties. Let our worldwide exposure, our local expertise, convenient office location, and full staff of agents sell your property. Don't stress out. Call Century 21 Complete Service Realty, your friends in real estate. 647-6145.
RCO. 43-15, Platteville leading Richland Center here at the break in area girls basketball. The Hornets come back with the original starting five, Carly Meaden, Addie Board, along with Reagan Shep and Ella Weiss and Kylie Burns. Platteville is back with Jackson Berenjin in the backcourt along with Avery Richard. They've got Rihanna Dye up front and Maggie Grabat. And also is his number 10, Addison McNeil. And we're underway again. Platteville down to the baseline, looking to bring it around the horn. Platteville good movement of the ball in the first half against the Richland Center zone. Avery Richard left wing, lobs near side, three-pointer. Platteville no good for Grabat, and it's going to be rebounded by Platteville. He'll keep it going. Richard steps back for a three. It is in and out. Rebound Dye back up in the lane and scores. Rihanna Dye. Well, you've got that tall post player on the inside. That's always such a benefit. 45-15. Somebody to protect the rim and also somebody to get rebounds. And she's doing it. Ball comes left side. Held up by the Hornets. Now to the right side, held up now by Weiss. Weiss lobbing back door, catching it is Addie Borg. She's fouled on the shot. Missed the shot, but she'll go to the free throw line. Foul is on number 22, Avery Richard. That is her second. And Addie Borg at the free throw line for the second time tonight has 4 points. Free throw number one on the rim, and it is good. Addie will get one more look. Good to see the band, hear the band tonight. Free throw is on the rim, and it won't walk in for Addie Borg. The rebound by Platteville. So 45-16, they lead it. Down to the baseline, on a drive, shot up, no good. Rebound die, put back up. There she is again, scores again. And that makes it 47-16. Prairie du Chien leading Dodgeville at half, 47-15, an area girls basketball. Near side, it's Meaden, top of the circle, Shep. Shep back to the near side, Borg with the basketball, got around her defender, hooks a shot up in the lane, no good. Rebound die, pushes it out to the right side, Richard. Richard left side, fast break, Platteville laying it in, good is Addison McNeil. 49-16, Richland Center trailing Platteville. Carly Meaden across half court. Hands off to Reagan Shep. Shep give and go. Meaden baseline. Carly got through. Skips a pass to the near side and Burns. Well, they really pinned Kylie in. Nowhere to go. Gives it back to the left side. Top of the circle now. Shep. Shep with the ball. Moves right. Gives to Meaden. Meaden throws it low. Posting up is Burns. And the shot goes up. Won't stay. Rebound by Platteville. Grabant with the up ahead and the long pass and a layup results for Addison McNeil. 51-16, Platteville off on a nice run to begin here. They scored 8 points to the Hornets 1 to start the second half. Reagan Shep, top of the circle, throws it left and high and out of bounds. Intended for Carly Meaden and Coach Cooey takes a timeout for Richland Center. 15:35 remaining. Platteville 51, Richland Center 16. Area girls basketball tonight from WRCO Sports.
You work hard. Making the right choice for lunch isn't hard. The Phoenix Center opens at 11 Monday through Sunday with all your lunchtime favorites. Burgers, salads, terrific appetizers, specialty sandwiches, wraps, and more. Easy in, easy out. The Phoenix Center is the perfect way to break up the day. Can't get away for lunch? Let the team at the Phoenix Center serve you a great meal tonight, including the world-famous Phoenix Center Pizza. Call ahead at 649-7469 for carryout from the Phoenix Center in Richland Center.
Getting a great price is always satisfying, but enjoying quality service and already great auto and home coverage is the icing on top. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm in Richland Center. We will help you choose coverage that fits your needs and budget, in addition to our convenient day and night support to keep you going. All of this is especially important these days. Get a quote today and see for yourself at juliecarons.com or send us a text at 608-647-3632. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
The team is wrapping up the timeout and heading back to the floor. So Platteville starting this second half really strong and getting a nice job. No second chance putbacks for Richland Center and resulting in some quick passes that have led to high percentage shots, and Platteville has it again. On the top of the circle going to the left side is Avery Richard. Richard lobs all the way back to the near side. Maggie Grabant looks to the inside, now throws it back, top of the circle. Avery Richard around that Richland Center zone, trying to clog up the middle. They'll reverse it now. Soraya Stone moves in from the far side, bounces it in to Berengen, kicks it out, three-pointer on the way, and nothing but net for Platteville. They have warmed up. Richard with her second triple, 54-16. Platteville, 15 minutes to go. Meaden on a drive to the free throw line, gives it back to Shep. Left side board. Now Shep, top of the circle. Shep nowhere to go. Gives it back to Meaden. Down low, and then Burns kicks it to the corner. Board, ball fake, drives in, and it's knocked away by Platteville, and Soraya Stone takes it the other way. Stone down to the baseline and drives, gives it to Dye. Her shot blocked by Weiss. Nice job. Picked up by Dye. Kicks it out. Three-pointer again. Same spot for Richard. No good. Rebound pulled down by Shep. And Reagan takes it across half court. Shep to Meaden. Richland Center setting it up. Meaden back to Shep. Reagan on a drive, throws it low, backing in is Burns. Nowhere to go, and a whistle, and a foul call. Foul called on Platteville for a reach-in foul. We're going to mark that on number 14, Maggie Grabant. That is her fourth foul already. Wow. So the Hornets will bring it in play. It's going to be out to the top of the circle. Board dribbles, fires it off to Meaden. Meaden on the baseline. Nowhere to wander. Throws it back, top of the circle. There's a three-point try for Board. It is out of the rim, no good. Rebound Burns, up and good on the putback. 54-18, Richland Center trailing Platteville. 14 minutes remaining. Richard on the left side, bounces it off to McNeil. McNeil to the high post, Behringen. Behringen, Richard. Now McNeil shows it to the D, drives all the way through, bounces it to the corner, Stone. Back to Richard, throws it out for a 15-footer, and it's going to be no good. Rebound by Stone, kicks it out, three-pointer for Platteville, no good for Stone, might have been partially blocked. Rebound by Shep. Reagan brings it all the way to the other end. Keeps the dribble with the left hand, fires off to Meaden. Now Weiss. Ella looks to the inside, holds it above her head. Ella drives down to the baseline, is cut off, fires it now out to Burns. Burns is double-teamed, and then taken away by Jackson Behringen, and a foul called on the Hornets. This will be on Kylie Burns, which will be her first, team's first, and Platteville will have the ball. Dribbling the basketball is Avery Richard. Richard crosses the half-court line, now throws it back door. Platteville up, shot blocked by Weiss, and the rebound pulled around by Schuler, and a timeout taken by Coach Brandon Temperley in Platteville. Platteville leads it. 54-18, 12:56 remaining in girls basketball from WRCO Sports.
My life is always on, every single day. And the electricity my co-op provides is more essential to it than ever before. It allows me to shop online while I'm watching TV and keeps my mobile phone charged so I can return the 10 missed calls from my mother. I depend on the electricity from my co-op to power my life and keep me connected every single day. Learn more about the power of your co-op membership at togetherwesave.com.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh's. We have everything you need for all your snow blowing and shoveling needs this winter. Gas and electric snow blowers, single or two-stage. Plus, we have shovels, ice melt, and Carhartt in Milwaukee clothing to keep you warm while you're playing in the stove. We carry all these and many other products in both our Muscadet and Richland Center stores. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Platteville ball after the timeout. They lead it 54-18 over Richland Center. Hill Women looking to bring it to Behringen on the right side. Back to McNeil. They've got an overload on the near side against the Richland Center 2-3 zone. Pass goes back to Richard. Far side, makes the move, crossover dribble, shoots a 16-footer and got it off the bank and down for Avery Richard. That makes it 56-18, Platteville. Getting some finals in. We'll check the Filney flip phone, sponsored by Y-Connect Wireless, in just a moment. And on the way inside, a foul is called. Carly Meaden is fouled by Platteville. Addison McNeil picks up foul number two. Hillsboro defeating Cashton, 63-37. Seneca 95, Weston 50 in boys basketball. Iowa Grant leading Fenimore 45-35 in the second half. Darlington has beaten Boscobel 84-47. Mineral Point 78-40 over Riverdale. And a foul called on the inbound again against Platteville. Platteville with its fourth foul. They picked up quite quickly bonus throws for Richland Center, and then even more quickly it seemed like the double bonus. This foul is on Jackson Behringen. That'll be her third. So the Hornets look to inbound it. Meaden lobs it in, knocked away from Weiss, picked up now by Platteville. They'll set sail the other way. Soraya Stone drops it off. Shot won't go for Richard. Rebound Ella Weiss. And the Hornets back to Carly Meaden. Meaden brings it near side, crosses the Hornet now at center circle, drives to the corner, throws to Weiss, 14-footer. Good for the Hornets. Weiss, the benefactor of a nice pass, and that makes it 56-20. Platteville for three, no good for Stone, and the rebound fought for. Meaden ties up with Layla Schuler, and the arrow points back to Richland Center. Into the game for Platteville, Rihanna Dye, number 34. And the Hornets will have the ball in the backcourt. Lancaster leading River Valley 40-16 in the second half. Y-Connect Wireless provides high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin communities in the greater areas of southwestern Wisconsin. Pass goes to the near side, and J.C. Gander. Gander throws to the corner. It's Meaden, throws it low, now picked off by Stone, flips it ahead to Richard. Avery down the boulevard, lays it in good. Avery Richard having a nice game. Looks like a total of 18. That makes it 58-20, Platteville. Meaden across the timeline, feeds Shep. Jaden will dribble it back with a left-hand dribble, penetrates the lane, goes up. It's blocked by Platteville, stolen. And now McNeil baseballs it ahead to Richard. She'll go up and score. Richard adds to her total. It is 60-20. Platteville going for the continuous clock, which does not go in until 9 minutes left. Carly Meaden down to the baseline. 10:35 remaining here in the contest. Shep, top of the circle. Shep now back to the left side and knocked away from Gander, but a foul called on Platteville. That's on Avery Richard, which will be her third. Into the game for Platteville, Quinn Temperley. And let's see, Maggie Grabant comes back, Jackson Berengen as well. Carly Meaden, the inbounder, brings it in play. There's a long two for Richland Center. No good, rims off for Gander, and the rebound by Dye. Outlet pass, Platteville brings it along the near side. Temperley drives, skips it over to Stone. Stone on the baseline, two-pointer on the way, and good. Soraya Stone with her first two-point field goal. It is 62-20. Meaden across the timeline now for Richland Center. Guarded closely. Platteville remains in a matchup person-to-person. Shep driving down deep, takes a shot, missed. Weiss tries to get the rebound, can't. Dye picks it up. Rihanna Dye with the outlet pass, and a Platteville Hilleman take it across the timeline. Looking now, Stone catches it on the left side. Hornets extending that zone defense a little bit. Back to Temperley. Grabant down to the corner. They're going to lob it in to Dye. She'll go in. Tough shot. It's no good. They're going to call her for traveling. She had the ball stopped. Hornets got a nice defense on her. I think it was Meaden and Weiss who kind of D'd her up and got a little bit of a block on that. She missed the shot. They called her for traveling on the putback attempt. Meaden into the front court, near side. It's Shep. Shep with the ball back to Meaden, holds it above her head. Off the screen, drives to the right side, throws inside. Weiss, she'll lay it up, and it is good. Ella Weiss makes it 62-22. Ball game score. Platteville takes it across the timeline with 9:10 remaining. Stone on the left side, nothing to do. Gives it back to Temperley, half court line, now down to the corner. Berengen on a drive, skips to the corner. Nothing there, knocked out of bounds by Meaden. Pass comes back to the outside. Timeout for a shoelace to be tied. And it will be Platteville ball. Liberty Ruland is coming in. And the inbounder is Platteville. Jackson Berengen brings it in. Berengen holds the ball, brings it back to Stone. Right side, Temperley for three, no good. Rebound pulled down by the Hornets, Kylie Burns. Burns with the basketball. Fires it across to Shep. The Hornets set up the offense. Down to the corner and out of bounds. It'll belong to Platteville. Hornets lose the handle. Continuous clock rolling now. 40-point lead for Platteville, under 9 minutes to play. And Platteville throws it to Stone. Stone on the left wing, gives it back to Temperley, holding it on the right side. They're getting in to Rihanna Dye. She draws a crowd and is fouled on the play. Rihanna Dye had an excellent first half, a total of 17 points. Hasn't played as much here in the second half. She's going to get an exit here. Comes out of the game. Avery Richard checks back in, and Platteville's Maggie Grabant will be the inbounder. Ball tipped out of bounds by Burns once again. It'll be Platteville ball in the deep corner here on the near side. We'll be back here tomorrow night. Richland Center hosting Prairie du Chien. We look forward to the call. Three-pointer for the corner. Platteville no good. Rebound by Shep. And Reagan takes it the other way across the half-court line. Reagan fires off now to Meaden. Moves into the free throw line. Nothing. Gives it back to Reagan. Shep down to the baseline. His double team. Fires it back to Burns for three. On the way, no good. Rebound by Avery Richard of Platteville. Richard with the outlet pass. Speeds into the front court. Down to the baseline. Cut off. Fires back to Stone. And they work it well around the perimeter. Temperley, far side. Drives down deep. Nothing. Throws it now back to Richard. Richard caught low, and she takes a shot. Is fouled. She'll get two free throws. So going to the free throw line will be Avery Richard. She has made 17 points tonight. No, check that. I was on the math team. She has 20 now. This one is on the way, and it's no good. I didn't add on her three-point baskets, but that is a missed free throw. Layla Shuler returns for Platteville. They've got a nice ball club. It'll be a great game to be at next Friday night when Platteville and Prairie du Chien meet. Free throw is good by Richard. Into the game for Platteville, Michaela Schnering. Platteville with the made free throw. And that makes it 63-22. Tomorrow night we'll be on hand here. I think Travis Wilson of WizSports.net is going to join us. He was a high bidder in the Richland Center alumni basketball giveaway, or actually the silent auction, for the chance to do some color commentary with me. So high bidder, we're going to let him get on here. Might even buy him a big cookie. I don't know. Down low, and the Hornets are going to be fouled on the play, the move by Shep. So the foul is called at number four, Michaela Schnering. That is her first and Platteville's sixth. Richland Center has committed three fouls. Clock running, 5:38 to play. The Hornets will have River Valley to host next week when they honor the state team of 20 years ago. They'll also be back into action at home against Prairie du Chien on Thursday, January 23rd. Here's a hooking foul. Platteville fouling the Hornets on the way by. That's Carly Meaden going to the free throw line on Platteville's seventh foul. Foul is on Layla Shuler. That's her third. Carly Meaden at the line. She has 2 points tonight. Gets the ball and will take aim on free throw number one. This one in the air, and that one is no good. And the rebound by Platteville. Soraya Stone out to the midcourt line. Stone on the right wing. Shows it to the D. Throws it to Temperley in the corner. Temperley back to Stone. Fires it inside now. Layla Shuler drives out of the lane. Kicks it to the wing. Platteville thinking about a shot. Now back to the baseline again is Schnering. Schnering now high post. Turnaround shot is short for Maya Pothauer-Miller. And the rebound by Richland Center. Meaden to Burns. And the Hornets set it up. Burns, top of the circle, moving to the right side. Drives, looks, throws low. Burns in the lane. Shot is up, no good. Partially blocked by Platteville and out of bounds. Richland Center ball. Into the game for Richland Center will be Jasmine Hazelrig. Libby Rulin returns. Ella Clements is in. J.C. Gander and Rieslin Johnson. Inbound feed for Rulin. Ball tapped away by Platteville. Picked up now by Gander, and the Hornets will set it up. Gander takes it all the way to the right side. Yo-yos the dribble, looks to the inside. Backs off, brings to Hazelrig. She'll shoot a three. It's on the way and no good. And the rebound pulled down by Platteville, taken out by Quinn Temperley. Temperley across the timeline. Yo-yos the dribble, gives to Shuler. Shuler left side, Schnering. Michaela drives, 15-footer good. Nice little kiss shot off the glass. Her first basket. That'll make it 65-22, Platteville. Hornets hustle into the front court. And around the right wing, a foul occurs. Platteville commits a foul. It looks like we're going to have a shooter going to the free throw line. Foul is called on Michaela Schnering. That's her second. Free throw in the air, and it's no good for Gander, and the rebound by Platteville. Platteville taking it across the timeline, going to the left side. On a drive, Schnering down to the baseline. Anna Pennekamp into the game as well, holding the ball. Fires it back to Schnering. Schnering back to Temperley. Platteville around the horn with 2:40 to go, down to the baseline. Potthauer Miller kicks it out. Three on the way, nothing but net for Layla Schuler. Her first three. That makes it 68-22, Platteville. Hornets across the timeline. J.C. Gander to the right side, backs off. Now drives to the lane. Shot of the way, no good. Foul called on Platteville. So going to the line will be J.C. Gander. She has 1 point tonight. That came early in the ballgame and back to the first half. And so she'll go to shoot. Foul is on. Michaela Schnering, that's her third. Free throw is good by J.C. Gander. Makes it 68-24. So the second free throw will happen now for J.C. Gander. In the air, that one is on the rim, and it is good. Gander knocks it down. That makes it 68-25. Platteville, 1:30 to go in the game. Schnering brings it along the right side. Temperley down deep, and she is going to be fouled and gets up all right there. Took kind of a hard cut to the floor. That foul is on Libby Ruland, which will be her second foul. And Temperley heads to the line looking for her first points tonight. Temperley with a couple of dribbles. This one in the air, and it is on the rim, and it falls in. Her first point tonight takes it 69-24. Second throw on the way, and that one is no good. And rebound pulled down by Ella Clements. Hornets will push it the other way, 42 seconds to play. Down to the baseline, shot on the way, and that is good. Nothing but net for J.C. Gander. That makes it 69-26. 30 seconds to play. Walking the ball is Michaela Schnering. Schnering across the half-court line, throws to Lexi Pop. Pop now down to the baseline. Maya Potthauer Miller, and Platteville pulls it out toward half-court. The Hornets, in response, are in hot pursuit. We're down to 10 seconds, and Gander trying to knock the ball away. Pass goes off to Potthauer Miller. Now back to the half-court line, and Platteville will hold it, and that will do it. Platteville gets the win tonight, 69-26, the final in Southwest Wisconsin Conference basketball. Coming up, the Jelinek Plumbing and Heating postgame shows. We put the wraps on this one. You're listening to High School Girls Basketball from WRCO Sports.
Unexpected cold showers are the worst. That's the thing about water heaters. They eventually stop heating or they can't keep up with the demand. So when your shower suddenly goes from hot to not, call Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. We provide several brand options and offer traditional or space-saving tankless water heaters. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Each and every game, we announce the turning point of the game. Tonight, the run of the game was the run of points in the first half by number 34, Rihanna Dye. She had 17 points in the first half and really got Platteville off to a good start. They led 43-15 at halftime, and not only in the offense, but was making some defensive plays as well here tonight. The run of the game, make the most of your run. Join Dunkin' Rewards today to enjoy exclusive offers and start earning points toward free food and drinks. We'll begin the wrap-up in a little bit. Also, we've got lots of scores to check on the Filney Flip Phone, sponsored by Wyconnect Wireless. That when we continue with the postgame show on WRCO Sports.
With America's favorite coffee, innovative beverage strategies, and mouth-watering snacks, Dunkin' is the brand everyone knows nationally and loves locally. Introducing Dunkin' Rewards. The free sips start here. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Join Dunkin' Rewards to unlock exclusive benefits. starting with a free medium drink with purchase your first week as a member. Bring home the top name in coffee and beverages. Number one in customer loyalty for over 15 consecutive years. Richland Center runs on Duncan.
Buying a new home? Selling? Refinancing? You're going to be asked to purchase title insurance. Get on the web, do a little research on what you're paying for, and then request a title company from your sales agent or banker. Hi, this is Mark Crary at TitleWorks LLC, inviting you to visit our website at titleworks-rc.com. In our industry, if our job is done properly, we prevent claims. TitleWorks LLC, Richland Center, Wisconsin, 647-7900.
Experience a different way of living at Court & Main Furniture & Mattress. Hi, this is Andrea. Every room in your home has a function, and the right kind of furniture can maximize your space to the fullest. We'll help you select the right pieces to fit your lifestyle from our showroom with over 25,000 square feet of home furnishings and decor. Visit us today to discover how you can achieve a different way of living. Court & Main Furniture & Mattress in downtown Richland Center.
When your vehicle needs service, Arneson Service and Repair is the place to call. With parts backed by a nationwide warranty, they handle it all. From automotive repairs and tire sales to light and heavy-duty towing, plus farm equipment repairs, including hydraulic hoses. Need welding or metal fabricating? They've got you covered there, too. Call Arneson Service and Repair today at 986-4300. Arneson Service and Repair, Rural Hill Point.
Do you get fulfillment by helping others? A career in healthcare may be for you. Schmidt Woodland Hills can make beginning or continuing your career in healthcare easier than you thought. A great way to start is through our CNA class held here on our campus. This six-week course will teach you everything that you need to know to get your certification. Let us help you grow your future. If you would like to get more information about this program, contact Tyler Kleist at Schmidt Woodland Hills today.
Welcome back to Richland Center High School Fieldhouse, the Wykenek Wireless Filney flip phone tonight on the scoreboard. Lancaster leads River Valley 57-38 with a minute 58 left in girls basketball. Schulzburg 49-48 over Belmont. Final in boys basketball, Reedsburg 81, Portage 58. Also tonight, Belleville 66, Wisconsin Heights 30 in girls basketball. Potosi Cassville over Benton 79-36. Prairie du Chien 53, Dodgeville 20 in area action tonight. As we told you, it was Mineral Point getting the win against Riverdale 78-40 this evening. Eli Lindsay with 15, Jackson Wendhausen 13 for Mineral Point. Bevan Dennis had 18 for Riverdale. Here on the girls' game at RCHS Fieldhouse, a 69-26 win for Platteville. They led 43-15. At intermission. They're led by Rihanna Dye, who had 21-17 in the first half, and 21 for Avery Richard now as we add it up. Two players with 21, 7 for Saraya Stone, and 7 for Addison McNeil. 5 points by Layla Schuler, 4 for Jackson Berengen, 2 for Michaela Schnering, and 1 for Quinn Temperley. Richland Center is led in scoring tonight by Ella Weiss, with 6, 5 points apiece for Addie Board, Reagan Shep, and J.C. Gander. Kylie Burns scores 4, and Carly Meaden with 2 points. The Hornets are 12 of 23 from the free throw line. They make 1 3-pointer that came from Addie Board. Platteville 7 of 13 from the line, 5 3-pointers. Avery Richard had 2 of them. That's how it goes scoring-wise. And again, in JV action, Platteville with a 42-22 win over Richland Center. And now look ahead at the schedules for these teams. Richland Center has now a week off until they host River Valley next Friday night here at the Richland Center High School Fieldhouse. For Platteville, they have a tough week. They'll be playing against Darlington on Tuesday night at Platteville High School, before that conference showdown against Prairie du Chien at Prairie next Friday night. Both teams will go in, it looks like, at 4-0 in the conference. And interestingly enough, they will meet the final night of the regular season on Thursday, February 20th, in what could be right down to the wire for the conference championship. this year. We'll be on the air tomorrow night. We'll be joining you following the Betesnik Power Sports pregame show with boys basketball. Prairie du Chien visits Richland Center here. As mentioned, the guest commentator Travis Wilson will be along for the game tomorrow night. Look forward to that. Mr. Fabulous will be at the controls as he was tonight. Fine job, Tim. And this is Phil Nee signing off. Have a great rest of your evening. 69-26. Plantville gets the win, improving to 4-0 in the conference. Richland Center falls to 0-4. You've been listening to Area Girls Basketball from WRCO Sports.
Heartland Christmas Trees, your fresh connection for locally grown real Christmas trees during the holiday season, thanks you for your continued support. Heartland Christmas Trees is a family business serving the area since 1978 and features homemade wreaths, garlands, decorations, and free shaking and netting of your tree. Look for their Christmas season retail outlets throughout the area and enjoy a real tree from Heartland Christmas Trees.
Open season hunting outlet LLC Richland Center has what you want to enjoy hunting and target practicing in the great outdoors. From 17 caliber varmint guns to shotguns, deer rifles, trail cameras, and archery. Open season hunting outlet open from 11 to 5 Monday through Friday,